All right, welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest on the line is Dr. Darrell Williams. He is a candidate for the United States Supreme Court. And so, this is certainly to many of you. You may have not heard of Dr. Darrell Williams, but he has an extraordinary story and is an extraordinary man. And let's begin by welcoming Dr. Darrell Williams to the Earl Ingram Show. How you doing, Dr. Williams?
Hey, I am doing great. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you fine.
Okay, yeah, I am doing wonderful, and I just want to make one correction. That's for the United States Senate, not the Supreme Court.
Hey, man. I was just talking about mental health. Maybe I need to. Amen.
It is okay.
I digress. United States Senate. Which is it's not a bad position.
No, sir, to
be in. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about Dr. Darrell Williams.
Mr. Ingram, thanks for having me on the show. And for those people who are on who haven't heard of me, my name is Darrell Williams, and I'm originally from Abbeville, Mississippi. I went to school down at Rust College in Holly Springs, Mississippi. I came here to Wisconsin over 25 years ago as a teacher, then became assistant principal, principal, turnaround principal, and interim superintendent of schools. I joined the military when I was 16 years old. It was very tough for my mother.
So before you go to the military, how many years were you involved in Milwaukee Public Schools?
I worked in education for over 26 years and was selected as National Principal of the Year in 2013.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yep. And I went on to be Interim Superintendent of Schools in Beloit, Wisconsin. And like I said earlier, I joined the military when I was 16 years old to help my mother pay her way through school. Trying to raise six kids off of $335 an hour is pretty tough. And so long story short, I end up doing serving 29 years and serving two tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. And then when I returned, I was appointed by Governor Evers as emergency manager for the state of Wisconsin, which I've been very humble to serve. And for those people who don't know what emergency management is, that is the lead state agency that deals with all natural and man-made disasters within the state. We work hand in hand with FEMA at the national level, Homeland Security, and work with all law enforcement agencies throughout the state of Wisconsin. And we also serve as the heartbeat of the COVID-19 response, working hand in hand with the Department of Health Services.
Your resume is extremely long, and it just goes to show the stick-to-itiveness that you have as a human being, and the fact that you have come from squalor. It's safe to say when you were in Mississippi and growing up in Mississippi, and your mother was only making $325 an hour and raising six children, that would be considered squalor. And to have overcome all of that and have reached the level of education and career paths that you've taken says a lot about who you are. Let's talk about how that and what you learned during those early years of your life have positioned you to be where you are now.
You know, Mr. Ingram, I just tell you, it was because of my mother and the hard work that she put in, and she always wanted us to have better. And in my part of, at the time my mother grew up in Mississippi, school only went to eighth grade. And so it was just tough. And most of the people in my hometown we pick cotton. And we pick cotton for what was what we call 2 of 100.
So how many how many people in your hometown?
Well, originally, at the time I grew up there, it was only about 316 people in my hometown.
So
everybody, yes.
Is it safe to say a one stoplight town?
No stoplight town at the time. It's one of those towns where you just had to know where to go.
Right.
You know, you turn at the big tree you know, one of those type of situations. But what I learned is the value of hard work and work ethic. And I know what humble beginnings are like, and I know what being poor is like. You know, Mr. Ingram, I didn't have running water until, like, indoor plumbing until I was 16 years old. And so I understand what that looks like. And I never forget where I come from. And I still have some of the cotton that I used that I picked way back when in a jar at home. And I look at it and I keep it visible because I never want to forget where I come from. I mean, I think we all know the economic situations in this nation, and we're all just a couple of paychecks away from abject poverty. But I'm running for this position because I want to make a difference. And a lot of times people are running because they want to make another name for themselves. But look, you know, I've been in education over 26 years, was National Principal of the Year. I served for 29 years in the military, 2 tours. Most people would say that's 2 careers within itself. So it's not about me trying to make another name for myself. It's really about trying to make a difference on behalf of the people.
Let me talk for a moment and ask you about your thoughts on what's happening in Ukraine, because you spent time in the theater of war in Afghanistan or Iraq or both. Which ones?
I spent a year in Afghanistan and a year in Iraq.
In the theater of war.
Yes, sir. And I worked with our NATO allies in Afghanistan. So I understand exactly what is going on at this point in time, and it's important that we stand in solidarity with Ukraine. On yesterday, I was very honored to stand in solidarity with the Ukrainian people downtown near the Betty Grimm Museum and participate in that rally and had an opportunity to speak. And this is important. Because one of the things I can tell you is this. As a person who's been in combat, a lot of times you don't get a chance to see what's going on across the country. And those rare opportunities that you do, a thought comes across your mind that, you know, people in the United States or wherever you're from are living life like there's nothing going on. But when you turn on the TV and you see that there are people who are standing in weathering the storm and supporting you from abroad, that gives you fuel to burn and lets you know that people are supporting you. And I told the people that yesterday, and I just encourage everyone to continue. And this is Ukraine right now. But don't forget, it was us for the past 20 years. And it could be another one of our allies somewhere in the future. So it's important that we stand together with Ukraine during this difficult time.
So you, more than most, understand the sacrifices that men and women in this nation make to protect this nation. What do you say to those who say we have no business there, it's not our battle, and that the President of the United States has made the statement that, you know, no boots on the ground. You know, I'm not trying to get you to contradict anything that the President says, mm-hmm. but from your perspective as a man who's been in the theater of war, how do you, when you see this going on, man, does it take you back?
Yeah, it takes me back, and I'll tell you, you know, and you know, in being there, you have other countries And this is the beauty of being a part of NATO and having allies and saying that we're supporting people and we're going to stand together. Because a lot of times there are other countries that might say, well, this is another country's issue. And we shouldn't have, this has nothing to do with us and we shouldn't be there. And I think the sanctions that President Biden is putting in place is effective. But, you know, I also think that it's important that we make sure that those sanctions are really penalizing Russia, because if it's not, it's almost like a kid who's done something really bad in school, and you say, I'm going to send you home for the rest of the day, and you come back tomorrow, I'm going to suspend you for one day. They really don't care too much about that. And so, and I know that these are very delicate and very tough decisions. But I want people to realize that these are lives. These are human beings just like you and I. And I don't want anyone to look at this and look at and try to separate it. That, well, these are Ukrainian people. These are human beings in that have worked with us in many venues. And we want to make sure that we stand in solidarity and we support them. One of the things I say to you, the family, you know, we always applaud the person who's on the ground, who's boots on the ground fighting in the war fight. But we also got to remember these families that are back here at home. I mean, these families are struggling. I mean, can you imagine being in the war zone and not realizing? I mean, not knowing whether or not your family member, who's wherever they are, is doing well, and the family members who are here, you know, with every news story, with every bullet that's shot, with every bomb that's blown, they are wondering whether or not that's my loved one.
So, Doc, hang on a second. Hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. On the line, Dr. Darrell Williams. He is a candidate for the United States Senate. He's my guest. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We'll be right back.